Life is changing fast. We are experiencing whole new perspectives and choices. Psychic mediums Sharon Pugh and Matthew Brandau bring you insight to historical times, current events, and the very real future that we face. Sharon and Matthew are true, tested, and certified psychic mediums and life coaches. They give you straight insight with a caring, humorous touch. Join them every Thursday for a new exciting topic and call into the show for a free reading with both hosts.
Well, hello, folks. It looks like... Sharon, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hi, how are you?
Hi. For a moment there, I thought you weren't there.
I was having some technical difficulties and I couldn't get my mic to work. And I'm like jamming it in and I'm going, okay, all right, this has got to work because we can't have a show unless I have a microphone. And I'm jamming it in and I'm going, oh, dear God, please let it work. Okay. All right. So we're talking like, about
this
crazy
is gonna be
today.
This is going to be a long show without Sharon.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah. I mean, it's ironically, yeah, we're going to be talking about craziness today. And excuse my cough. I've got a very raspy voice. I don't know, it sounds like it's really deep today. So, I apologize if I cough ahead of time. But okay, before we get started on what the heck we're going to talk about today, let me give out my contact information, and then Matthew, you can give out yours. You mind if I go first?
I am on vacation, so do whatever you like.
Okay. All right. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, go to psychicreadingsnow.com. And the easiest, fastest way to get a hold of me is by the pay per minute. I'm doing that a lot more for the rest of the year, just an easier way. And then I'm going to be offering same day readings. If you want to book a reading, it'll be done the same day. So changing things up a little bit. And you can find me on Facebook under my new public image page, Psychic Medium Sharon Pugh. Follow me. I'm going to have a lot of good tips on there, how to get a good reading. I'm going to talk about my psychic real estate. So a lot of things coming up. I plan on being super, super busy next year. So Matt, it's all yours.
Okay. Let's see. What do I want to say first? There is an interesting twist here, folks. I just found out some research lately about websites, and apparently 70% of you out there in the internet land are now using your cell phones actually more than home computers and laptops. So I actually have changed up my website to make it very cell phone friendly and very fast, which means that if you don't have a great signal but you do have an internet signal, this website will still load very fast for you. So just go to, and this is the funny part, psychic.red. That's it. There's no triple W in that. I decided not to have that. Just psychic.red. And you will see a cell phone friendly website there. It's got everything you need. Boom. Done. Oh.
We're abbreviating everything, aren't we? We're trying to condense and shorten. Eventually, we're going to be like Prince with just a symbol.
Well, that's the funny thing is that also, something with Sharon's website and with my website as well has been instituted. Now, if you go on your cell phone onto Sharon's website, at the top of her website, there is a phone number in blue. On your smartphone, you just have to tap it and then click the phone icon and it dials Sharon directly. You don't have to copy and paste it or anything. It's coded Just tap it and dial. How easy is that? That's it.
Tap and go.
Yeah. Okay. It cannot be more user-friendly than that.
All right. So those are some things that, you know, we're changing. We're trying to keep up with the times and make things more streamlined and easy, because it's all about, you know, making things easier for you to be able to reach out to us, for you to get information from us, which is why we do this show. And, you know, because the show is our time that we volunteer to just enlighten you, you know, about things. And the holidays are coming up, you know, oh joy, the holidays. We just all love
them.
Yay,
the beeping holidays.
I know. And, you know, all of the madness that comes, you know, that comes with it. And, yeah, I was, you know, kind of jotting down. I do my automatic writing. And it's like I got to the very end and I'm like, you know what? I totally missed the, you know, how we shop. You know, the Black Fridays. Here in the U.S. we have the Black Fridays and we go shopping. But what about when Thanksgiving rolls around and we want to have our family over, you know, for dinner, or we go to a family member's for dinner? You know, whether you want to admit it, we all have at least one crazy family member that we don't want to see. I mean, we don't reach out to them the other 364 days out of the year, you know, for a reason, but we purposely take our precious, you know, holiday that we only get, you know, once a year, on the average, you know, 75 in our lifetime, you know, to spend with these people. So we're going to talk a little
bit about correction.
What?
It is now technically 85%. They're now upping it to now people live to an average of 85.
Okay, that's encouraging. So,
I'm not going to die
soon. All right.
Soon.
I don't know if we just made things worse or better.
Drug companies love us.
True. But so, I mean, you know, so we're going to talk you know, a little bit about you know, why do we feel so compelled, you know, to spend the most important holidays with a crazy family? You know, why is it harmful? And, you know, things that you don't talk about at the dinner table, and ways, tips, methods to get through the holidays and come out the other end and feel like you're in a better place. If that's possible. Matthew is laughing, so I highly doubt you'd think this is possible.
I love the fact that you said when you come out the other end. I'm like, well, that explains how they feel at the end of it.
So this is going to be a wacky show. I can already see it. All right.
My problem.
Okay. So, hey, there's your suggestion. Not my problem. Just don't go. Don't have family dinners. Don't see anybody. There you go. End of show. Bye. No.
Hallelujah. The light has shone above.
So, all right. Let's rewind a little bit and go back to, okay. All right. Say you do. You feel like you need to be with this family, and why do we feel so compelled to spend these precious holidays with crazy people? One, you know, and I'm just going to go over a couple reasons that I think, and Matt, I would love for you to chime in, but okay. You know, here in the States, you know, right around, I would give it probably another couple weeks, and then all of these happy, cheery commercials start playing where the families are together, everybody's smiling, they're clean,
And
they're
everything is
neat.
already cooked.
Yes, with these parsley's and, on these beautiful dishes, and the side of the plates have been wiped. I mean, it's so perfect. So we look at that and we're like, oh my God, if these people on TV can do it, we can do it.
Wrong.
So yeah, so I think commercials play a huge part of this. And, also we need to prove that we can be the hostess with the mostess. Would you quit
Is that a
laughing at
word?
me?
I'm not laughing
Yes.
at you, I'm laughing with you.
Yes.
The
But
mostest.
yes,
It's so cute.
hostess with the mostess. But we feel this need to prove that we can be the perfect host, and we can cook better than our mother or our sister, or maybe we're filling voids that we missed out on our childhood. And and the one thing that really stuck out at me is, okay, I'm gonna invite, that crazy family member because I can fix them. While they're here, I can fix their problems. And, by giving them extra love and extra things.
Extra food.
Yes. And the last one is if we host, it's like, okay, if I host this year and have everybody over to my house, then I won't have to do it for the next 10 years. So,
How many
what
people have
are
I heard that comment from before? Oh my God, you nailed that one. Wow, that is so true.
don't know, so what are your
Go ahead.
thoughts?
Oh my God. My thoughts. People will not like me very much, Sharon. They will not like me. Should I say it anyways?
Go ahead, you do. You always do. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a really distorted perception of what happiness is. It's these commercials build up this table full of food. Okay, for my first question, who the hell's going to pay for all that? I mean, look at the I mean, these people have whoever created this commercial, like, let's make it look really great. I'm like, great. What does the average family make that's on stamps right now in the United States that has three different adults in the family all working part-time jobs and some the reality is so different than the commercials. It's so different. So then you're going to
I
say,
mean,
well, we have to invite
it
people.
really is.
It's disgusting. And the sad part is that they still to this day try to make it work. I'm like, okay, the turkeys are coming in. Like, why do you have to buy a turkey? Does anybody even realize that the turkey is actually not the Thanksgiving bird? It's not. Did you know that?
No, actually I didn't, and I actually love turkey. My husband goes, I'm so tired of turkey every Thanksgiving, and it's like, but I make a mean Thanksgiving dinner. What is the actual
Okay, back when Thanksgiving was first initiated by the Indians, the Indians did not present them, according to historical records, with a turkey. They presented them with a pheasant.
Okay.
Have you ever had a pheasant?
No, I haven't. I've had quail.
Good for you. I have no idea, and I don't want to know.
Okay. All right. Well,
But
let's
yes, it was a pheasant, so we have the wrong bird to begin with. But the point, the but the point, the point, the problem is that there's probably more turkeys than there are pheasants out there, so that's why they switched
I'm sure. I mean, I
it.
just don't know of many pheasant, growing farms, but we're, I digress. We're getting off topic. But
We're on topic. We're on topic.
all
So,
right, but
go ahead.
no, just
Well,
yeah, I
if you
mean,
want me to
that's
continue, I
something.
will.
Go. Go for it.
Okay, starting the engine. 8 cylinders on. So we celebrate Thanksgiving with a turkey. Now, I am thankful for the turkey. I don't like turkey, but I'm thankful for the turkey. Because the second they buy a huge turkey, and then everybody gobbles it up. But the problem is that I don't know who cuts these turkeys. But when they're done cutting them, it turns into this mishmash of different sizes. Like, what happened? So then you have the second part, which I don't understand, is how in the heck, can a Thanksgiving have white and black meat or dark meat? I don't get that. How can a turkey have both? I've never understood that. I'm not being serious, like I don't know. It's just like really weird. So I like the white turkey. The second part about it, the best part about it, is it makes you sleepy. It's like a drug. After you're full, you got to go take a nap. And that makes a family very happy because everybody's mellow. It's like the entire family smoked pot. You know, it's great. Unless you're in a state where it's illegal, then don't do it. But anyways, for those families, the second part about this commercial that they're watching, and this, Sharon, you got to tell me if I'm wrong, but when everybody's sitting down at the table and then somebody opens up the door, they're not going to go, oh, it's so-and-so, it's so glad to see you. I'd be like, where the hell you been? You're late.
Ah, yes. You know, which is, that's, you know, one of my tips, you know, for having you know, family holiday gathering. You know, have a set time and tell everybody, okay, say it's going to be 12 o'clock. And then it's really going to be 12:30 because typically, you know, the crazier family members tend to be late. We are going on a commercial. We will be right back. I believe we have a caller in the queue, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh my God, we are very bad people.
I know. I told you this show's gonna be different. We are just, whatever comes up. We have two callers on the line, and so let's go ahead and take Jason from Texas. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good. So, hello. Thank you for calling. Yeah, thank you for calling in. So, what's your question?
Well, I was going to ask a question about my son. I recently got married about a month ago, and he kind of bowed up on me. Said, if you do this, do that, I'm going to leave you to my mom's. He's a junior in high school. I said, well, guess what, buddy? Punch the ticket and shipped him back to his mother's. Because I think my read on the situation, I think he got jealous because I got married.
Okay.
And I guess my question is just long term, is he going to circle back around and come back up here, or is he going to stay down here? That's going to be my question.
Ah, okay. Sharon, do you want to take your first shot?
No, go ahead, and then I'll follow after you.
The psychology behind this is, first is, don't panic. You're the father. He will circle around to you because it's going to be in his genes, and it's part of the bigger picture in the spiritual world. You two are inevitably connected. And what will happen in this particular case is the two of you, when he finally calms down, he is going to start to see a little bit more how you handle things, which he's not grasping right now. He's just simply not grasping it. You have a particular way of looking at the world. And that's something that a lot of children have as they grow up in the family. Sometimes there's just a misunderstanding between the children and the parents. So don't worry about that so much. He will be coming back around. What's that?
I agree with that.
Yeah. On the psychic side of things right now, he is two problems that are going through him right now. Number one is, hormones are huge right in this year and into next year. He's also dealing with a lot of, I'm feeling there's a lot of confusion, and I see a girl that is involved in this, and she's creating a lot of confusion in him as well. I don't know what that's about. I'm just telling you, I see a younger girl, possibly a girlfriend, and she is feeding him some kind of a strange perception that he should have more freedom than what he already gets. And that's, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's what I'm getting. And that's going to stop too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because he had more freedom at my place than he does at his mother's, big time.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a foot down there. He doesn't have a car.
So with those two things in mind, I would tell you there's going to be some headbutting continuing on. And unfortunately, I also feel as if the ex-wife is going to be getting involved, and she's going to headbutt you too as well. Theoretically, it's in his defense, but what she's actually doing is using it as a little bit of a venting tool, even though it's highly inappropriate. But apparently, this is something I feel this is not going to be the first time this has happened. And
no.
So she's going to...
No.
Okay. So
I've been used to dealing with her with that for a long time. So that's not a problem. Yeah. I can manage that.
Right. So with that being said, what I can tell you is that it feels like things are going to go on a little bit longer between you and him. I would say about a year to 2 years. And then at that particular point, you and him are going to come together in what I would call a sympathy meeting. And at that particular point, he's actually going to look at himself and say, okay, maybe I should start talking to you again. And then he will reconsider his situation. And there's a possibility he may want to actually change his residence, official residence, back to you, because he will see that his mother is too strict.
Yeah, he's 18 in a year and a half. So at that point,
they can still stay with their parents. In fact, that's something that's trending around back in the States. So don't be surprised if he decides to move in with you for a while longer, if you decide to allow it.
I could see that happening.
Right. So that's my take on things, Sharon.
yeah, I was, you know, one thing that's great about when me and Matthew do a readings is when you get something, I will see something kind of, you know, stem off of it. And, you know, I'm also seeing him, excuse me, told you in the very beginning about my voice, so I apologize. But he's going, you know, when he does go to college, I'm seeing him already being gone from his mom's. And he's going to have, you know, a home and be established. So I am seeing within, you know, the next 2 years that he does move back because it gets so overcrowded and he gets moved out of a space with his mom.
Right.
There's a lot of forgiveness that is going on. I feel like everything that has happened, the reason why he's gone back, has dropped by the wayside with everybody. And I mean everybody. And he feels that, but he is not, you know, ready to admit it. So I see, even though before he comes back, I see the forgiveness happening in the relationship being rebuilt. And it's so important that you stick to where you are at, you know, in your life, and you don't make changes to bend to his will. And
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, because you don't bend, that makes him respect you, and it makes him see you as the father figure. So it has nothing to do with apologizing or, you know, or having any regrets or, you know, pinning him to the wall. It's more of time is going to be the healing. And if you just step back and let him think about things, then he's going to end up coming around because it's almost like this child that is looking through a window on the outside and he's seeing all of these, the Christmas Carol, you know, and the Scrooge is seeing everyone having this wonderful time, and eventually his heart melts and he wants to join. It's like, okay, all right, I'm not going to be the Scrooge. I want to join in. I see him doing that, you know, within the year. And, you know, so things will get better. So it's important that you hold your foundation. You don't change anything. You don't feel guilty for giving and receiving. And so what I'm hearing mediumistic-wise is as long as you don't make any changes, he will come back, and it will be a better relationship.
Okay. We've talked in the last week or so.
You're the foundation of the family.
You're
the foundation of the family. That's a bottom line. So.
We've talked in the last week, and things have been a little bit better. But, I mean, when I sent him packing, he went down there with clothes, his dog, and his Xbox, and that was it.
Yeah, and then to him, that was brutal. That was like, oh, my God, my dad is not playing around. You know, so he knows.
Actually, I see it more as he's walking out of there almost in a victorious way, like, I can do this against you, see? Is that which way did he walk out? Did he walk out victoriously, or did he walk out going, "Oh my God"?
I think he walked out. It was a power play. I think he walked out going, "I won." In the short term, in the long term, he's going to be, I think, "What the hell was I doing? I don't have a car. I don't have a phone. I'm down here afoot. I'm riding the bus at 5 a.m. What the hell am I doing? I wanted out of here 2 years ago. What am I doing back?"
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of humbleness and a lot of respect that he didn't think that he had, you know, for you, that all of a sudden he realizes that he's always had. So it serves a purpose.
Yeah. Cause the one thing I did do with him, is we live about 3 hours apart, but I got his driver's license because I was single at the time and he had to drive to get to school and football and stuff. And he doesn't have a car down his mother's, and I said, "Well, how are you going to get up here to visit me, son?" He said, "Well, we can meet at this meeting point." "No, you don't understand. You have a driver's license now. I'm done driving to pick you up. You can get in the vehicle, drive up here to see me. That's why I got you your driver's license." and that threw him for one.
Yep, and he doesn't have a car to drive.
Dad is being the foundation. Dad is just saying, it's time to grow up.
Yeah, and I asked his mother that. She said, well, he's not going to drive my car. I said, well, then I guess he's going to be afoot for a while.
Oh, boy.
So.
Well, hopefully we've helped you out a little bit.
Yes, you have. Yes. I'm pretty empathic myself. You pretty much confirmed what I thought. So, all right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much for calling. You take care. Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. We're going to take one more call. We have Brandy. Brandy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi. Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm all right. Well, not really.
God.
He's just a smart butt. Ignore him. Okay. All right.
I need to laugh, so that's
ouch.
Okay. Sharon, I've spoken with Sharon off and on about my situation, and it's pretty, it's like something out of a movie. I've been trying to fight to protect my daughter for about 2 years now within the system from her a very abusive father. But because him and his family, well, his family has a lot of money and connections, they've paid off people beyond what you could even imagine. It's the only thing I could think of is the paying off. And my evidence has been thrown out. Witnesses not allowed to speak during the trial. I ended up losing custody of her to him, and I'm on visitation with her, supervised, twice a week. And I've raised this baby girl. She's 4 years old. I've raised her since she was born, and he wasn't able to have much of a hand in it because he was always, he's very mentally ill. And now it's about ready to go to appeal, but because of the way things are going, I mean, my drug tests are being sabotaged. The visitation logs that are written by the person that supervises the visits, those have been completely changed, and things have been left out, important things that make me look bad. I'm being followed constantly, and I confronted one of the people that have been following me the other night because I'm just so tired of it. And I called the police, and he said, the police aren't going to come. And he was taunting me, and I stayed for almost an hour and a half, and they never showed up. I had called 911. And these people have more control. They've hacked into my emails, my phone, everything. And I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss, and I need help, and I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay. Sharon, do you want to take a crack or not?
I've worked with, Brandy, and, so the reason why I asked her to, call in is because, and just know if you're listening and, I've worked with you before, and I'm like, okay, call into the show because I want you to have a different perspective. I share nothing with Matthew, so know that you're getting a absolute clean, cold reading.
Okay.
So I'd, if it's
okay. I like
okay,
to consider myself
okay,
pretty hot, actually.
Yeah. Okay. He's trying to make
Oh,
me
I
laugh.
Got her on that one. I got her on that one. She stumbled over her own words. That's a first. Oh, Sharon, thank God you got a sense of humor. My dear Randy.
Brandy.
What state do you live
Brandy.
In?
Brandy.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
That's, Randy's my dad's name.
Oh, my gosh. Well...
Okay, that's hopefully your dad's alive, otherwise I just got possessed.
He is, yes, he is.
Oh.
Oh
Wait a minute. Let me back up a little bit. Your dad's name is Randy, and he is passed.
No, he's not.
Okay. All right. All right. Alive. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, Randy, let's start again. What state do you live in? Brandy, whatever your name is.
California.
Okay. What major city is close to you, or what major city do you live in?
The biggest city close to me is Sacramento.
Okay. So that's around where you live. All right. And what is it that you want me to help you with? Because I've got a lot of information for you, but I've got to be a little bit careful here with it. What do you want to know?
I want you to share everything you possibly can with me. I look crazy to a lot of people. Nobody believes me, including my attorneys. It's to the point to where they don't believe me. And I know what's happening to me.
There's a reason for that. You're right. As one of my friends who is a psychologist said, it says, you are wrapped up right now extremely tight. So your emotions are trigger happy. You can go from laughing to smiling in 2 seconds flat. And that, to most people, appears to make an appearance of being very unstable. Now, inside your mind, you do not feel you're unstable. You feel you're doing perfectly fine. But your extrovertedness of emotions appears to be otherwise. Now, with that being said, this is one of the key factors in what a lot of people will use when there is a problem that involves family members on multiple levels of issues, from divorce to understanding communications to children to loved ones passing on with wills being handed out, and when new babies come into the world, how the family reacts to that. These emotional situations are very, very sensitive, and you are in an extremely sensitive situation. And part of that is because your emotions are, like I said, wrapped up as tight as can be. And there's not a whole lot of room for them to come out. So when they do come out, they come out unpredictable to a lot of people. You know what you're feeling, but the other ones don't understand this. Is that correct so far?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my suggestion here is that because you are wrapped up so tight, and I'll be honest with you, I am the same way. I'm just letting you know. I actually went to get help for this because I am emotionally can sometimes be a nutcase. I actually went to a therapist and said, what do I do to help myself with this? Because I can help other people, but I can't get out of my own way. And they talked to me and they gave me some information and some other things that they decided to do. So my question is, are you going to be doing the same thing, or have you been doing the same thing, which is talking to a therapist or a doctor who can help you with the stress levels that you're under?
So I'm mandated to go to therapy, group therapy, as well as individual therapy. But it's provided by the court. And I don't necessarily trust anything that has to do with the court anymore because of how unjust everything has been. And so I try to hold back how I'm feeling, kind of. It's confusing.
No, that doesn't work very well, does it? It doesn't work at all.
No.
You confuse
No.
Stay on the line with us. Don't hang up. We're going to go on break.
Okay.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Okay, we are back. Brandy, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Matthew, go ahead and finish what you were doing, then I'll go ahead and chime in with what I'm getting.
Okay, so with what they talked about with the court-appointed system, do you have the ability to go see a private private therapist?
Yes, I can attempt to find one. They have my schedule. So I feel like they're trying to set me up for failure. They have my schedule so ridiculously. I'm having a hard time even working. But okay. If it would help me, I would absolutely, yes, I would make the time somehow, some way to do it. Yes.
There is nothing wrong with going to find a qualified therapist to help you first, because once you've started helping yourself, which is what I did for myself, then what happens is everything else around me became a little bit more in tuned to what the external plans were from other people, and I started to process that stuff better. Whatever it is that they are. Now, I understand that you're saying that you have all these things happening around you and they seem to be directly affecting you without your permission. So I understand that that's how what you're perceiving it to be, and I believe that that's what you see. But the first thing you need to do is to find out how to unwind yourself so that you can just breathe. Because right now, I think I'm guessing and I'm feeling psychically, you have a lot of panic attacks. Is that correct?
Yes, as of lately. I never had before until all of this started happening. And yes, I mean, extreme panicky.
Right.
And people are, yes, you hit it. Yes.
Okay. That is not unusual for your situation, because I can feel the same energy within me that I'm feeling through you. So with that being said, it is wisest to take care of that situation in your mind, which is on the verge of exploding, and we don't want that. once you switch this over and you start to unwind yourself a little bit, you're going to increase your chances and decrease the amount of baloney that's coming through this system at you from every single conceivable direction that you can find, and you will actually start to see a light, metaphorically speaking, at the end of the tunnel, which will give you hope to something that seems a little bit more reasonable for you and your family and your children. But first, you have to take care of yourself first, and that's something that you haven't been able to be given a chance upon, because the system probably doesn't give you the best options. Whereas if you got your own doctor, your own therapist, I bet you you'd be within a year or less. I bet you'd be looking back going, oh my God, everything's different. I think your world would be healing, and I think you probably wouldn't even need a psychic anymore.
Really? And do you, I do agree completely. I feel myself about ready to, because I'm being sabotaged left and right, or at least so it appears. I mean, even the police wouldn't come when I called, you know, and I'm having these drug tests that are coming back with methamphetamine in my system that I've never done ever. And I don't know how to prove to the court. You know, I've taken lie detector tests. I've talked to my doctors, anything you can think of, and it's making me look crazy. And my attorneys don't believe me any longer. And without them, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't know what's going to, I don't trust the appeal process. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I get it. Everything around you is black. And that's not good.
Right.
You're feeling literally you're swimming in a black sea and you can't see anything. So this is my recommendation, is to find a qualified professional therapist that can take the time to look into you and also has the ability to assign prescriptions if you agree to them. Because that way, maybe this might help you. And if that helps you the way it helped me and other people as well, and millions of people are on these things, all of a sudden the world starts to change and you become a stronger person and you realize, oh my God, now I see what I can do. And boom, you've got this gigantic light in front of you and all of these black things that are coming at you. You can then look at like a professional management system and walking in tall and going, I want this, 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 this. All of you do it now and they will do it. You will take your control back. And that is what you need to do, is take your first step. And I'm sure you'll do great. Sharon, what do you think?
You know, I'm just listening and it makes sense because, you know, Brandy, you are dealing with people that are abusing their power. And you need somebody to believe, you know, what you're saying and what is happening to you. And so what I see through what Matthew is giving you is the ability to have somebody in your corner who champions for you, because I just don't see that anybody is championing for you. Your attorneys do have doubt, but I feel that they do believe in you, you know, as a whole. They want to help you. So I don't want you to give up on them, and I want you to put the energy out there that you are strong, you are going to get your daughter back, and this is going to be, you know, this is going to be like a bad memory in the past, and you are going to be in a different place a year from now. I absolutely see that. It's more of, so I absolutely agree with Matthew that you need somebody that you choose to be with you through this process and help you to deal with everything that is being thrown at you. And you are going to end up, you know, coming out stronger for this.
You guys are completely correct, because I have this desperation for someone to believe me that it's making me look erratic and unstable, because I'm so desperate for someone to believe what's happening to me, and people don't, and it's the worst feeling.
because I don't have hardly anyone in my life anymore because of it. And I don't trust anyone. I've had so many people turn on me. I don't have the finances to keep fighting it. And it's, I just feel like, but I can't give up. I miss my daughter so much. And she belongs with me.
I think that that's something you're going to find is going to change, is that you will actually wind up within the year, possibly less. I would not be surprised at all if you wind up developing a great relationship and a very openly legal visitation or more relationship with your daughter, and everybody else is at peace once this process gets started. I think things will mellow out. I think people will let down their walls, and you will find a very, very comfortable balance, and everybody's boundaries will be shifting in your favor.
Do you see, before we hang up really quickly, do you see if these people are going to get caught for what they're doing? Will she end up with at least majority with me? He's extremely unstable.
There's a problem with that one, and it's not you. That's the problem lies in the psychic powers. When there are so many people involved in the decision-making process on anything, it is extremely difficult to give a timeline or give you a solid answer one way or the other. If it's one or two people that are involved in the process of this decision-making, then usually I can tap right in. But you've got 10 to 15 people or more that are involved in all of these processes. So I cannot give you an answer other than to tell you that what I see is there's going to be a rebuilding of relationships, and I do see you hanging out with your daughter a lot more often, and you will have a very positive mother-daughter relationship in the very near future.
Okay, so you're not seeing anything about the appeal.
Yep, Brandy,
that's too much. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Sorry. Brandy, I just saw something that just stemmed from what Matthew said, and it's somebody on the outside with these people that are keeping your daughter from you. They end up showing them how truly harmful it is to keep your daughter away from you. So there's almost like this angelic or spirit guide presence that, you know, is a real person, but they end up breaking down all of these things that your ex's family is trying to do, and convince them that in the best interest of everybody, that in the end you have a relationship with your daughter. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt or break in, but all of a sudden just hit me, you know, like a ton of bricks.
I've said everything I can possibly say to Brandy, so hopefully she'll be able to move forward and start thinking about everything we give. I mean, we gave you a lot of information here, so now it's time for you over the next week to process it and move forward with what's best for you. And I wish you all the luck, and perhaps you can contact Sharon and keep us updated, let us know how things go.
Great. All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Brandy.
You're very welcome.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I know, we do have topics every week, but when anybody calls in, we make that our first priority. So
we have to also, Sharon. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. You realize that we have like nothing, no time left.
I know. So no matter what we're talking about next week, we're gonna go over, you know, the tips, why, things to never talk about, and tips for a calm, you know, holiday gathering, you know, when you have that family that crazy family member, you know, that you have to spend it with. So we are going to cover, we'll fit
the evil one
somehow. I know, the crazy one. But we'll make sure that we fit that in, you know, to next week's show, no matter
what
we're talking about.
And so, your website is
Yes, Sharon. No, the blah, 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 blah. Psychic readings now. .com. What is going to happen is psychicreadingsnow.com will switch over to SharonPugh.com, but that's the website that, you know, I'm using. It's easy, simple, easy to remember. Find me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Sharon Pugh. Matthew?
Psychic.red. That's all I got to say. Psychic.red. That's it for me.
All right.
Can somebody get me a donut? I'm hungry.
And I was craving donuts yesterday. That is weird you say that. Okay. All right. So I know you never get the show. You never know what you're going to get. That's the great thing. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will pick up where we left off. I know. I know. Bless your heart.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday. Bye.